Jirnodhar and other things was done very recently.
Sharing.
So, Madan Mohan Temple and his Samadhi.
Yes.
So, that is done very recently because I had gone some 6 months back and 1 year back they have done. So, all this is divine plan that when Sanatan Goswami wants the whole Samadhi to be, what to say, Jirnodhar, renovated and all. So, at that time only it happens. Or it is in the wish of the bhaktas that so many years, you see, the wish was not, sankalp was not strong, you see.
No, what's happening is that we can't, you're asking about the development and reconstruction or
yes.
refurbishing or making new samadhis and bhajan kutirs for great saints in Braj, like Rupa Goswami or Sanat Goswami.
Yes.
This is because time is eternal, and one of the aspects of time is destruction.
Destruction, yes.
Time I am, and I've come to destroy all things. Krishna says in Gita, everything in creation, everything that's created or manifested will go through 6 changes before it's unmanifest. It manifests, it grows, it produces some byproducts, it maintains, it dwindles, then it becomes unmanifest. We say vanishes or death, or just unmanifest. So these bhajan kutirs which you see in 2017 are different physically in appearance than what you saw 10 years ago.
Yes.
And then what we saw 40 years ago was probably different than what was here 100 years ago.
Yes.
And what they saw 100 years ago was probably different than what was there 300 years ago.
Yes.
So obviously, this is, you're asking this development, and not development, just maintenance basically.
Maintenance.
When the old one is unworkable, because all the cement is falling apart, because everything has its lifespan. Cement and all these material things have a lifespan. So when they're deteriorating and falling apart and all the wooden beams inside are rotten, then they have to repair.
Yes.
So they repair and repair and repair.
Yes.
And finally one wealthy bhakta comes along and says, oh, it's time to make, let's make a better one. So it's whose idea is it? Is it Sanatan Goswami's idea? Is it the bhakta's idea? Is it Krishna's idea?
Krishna's idea.
Whose idea?
Yeah.
That I can't answer. Because actually, you know, all ideas come from Krishna.
All ideas
come from Krishna. He says, I am the intelligence of the intelligent. From me comes remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. So Krishna is the source of everything. Yeah, go ahead. Ham sarvasya prabhava. Everything comes from Krishna. So nothing can be done without his sanction. Maybe that some devotee gets inspired and then Krishna helps him and he's successful. I think because change is the only constant, everything is changing. What we see today, it was a whole civilization living in Egypt in the middle of the desert thousands of years ago. But where are they? We don't see them. We don't see their buildings. In Rome and Greece and Italy, 2,000 years ago, there were great civilizations and great buildings and palaces of different gods and goddesses. They were pantheists. Something like Hindus, actually. They call pantheists, which means they're more like Hindus, worshipping many devatas and whatnot. But you don't see any visible remnants. A few things here and there become a tourist attraction. So things come and go.
Because the construction of Radhakund, what we see, that was also inspired by that devotee who had gone to Badrinath, and then he had come here and...
What that person did 500 years ago, all he did was make a few steps.
Three steps.
Didn't do much. Because the actual steps that you see now around Radhakund were put there in 1870.
Achha,
1870. And by Lala Babu.
Achha.
Mostly, you know, from what I understood from people that studied the history here, they say that that person, he secured the land.
Mm.
The land was purchased from the Mughal emperor.
Achha.
And a deed was given in the name of Das Goswami, which he passed on to Jiva Goswami.
Achha.
And it was all the land. So basically he secured the land around the Kunds and the Radhak, because it was just some farmer's property.
Mm-hmm.
So he secured the land and the Kunds, and then what he did, I don't know what he did. Maybe they just dug out with shovels and something, dug out, made the Kunds a little bigger. Because there is some history of the development of the Kunds, I remember hearing. So they become bigger over the years. So at that time, 500 years ago, still Radhakund was very, very small. So it wasn't like today's size at all. So I understood he made like one direction, he made one ghat, some stones. And then the rest of it was just, when he was digging out, then they had some dream, don't make it square. So Shamakund is a little oblong. The Panchpandavas were in the trees. Basically, I think he was just clearing forests. There was all forest here and agricultural land and whatnot, mostly forest. So he just kind of cleared away, you know, he did a lot. It was like stage one. And then different wealthy people have come. Lala Babu came in the 1870s, 1890s, 80s. And he was a millionaire from Calcutta. He became a disciple of Siddha Krishnadas Baba. I think he was the one that actually gave it the present appearance today. Those big red sandstone stones everywhere. And the present size. So that was about 300 years out, or 200 years after Raghunath Das. So it's gone through many changes. When they drain out the water, the last time they drained out the water was 2009. Did you see?
No. We came in 2012.
Oh. Yeah, I was here. I was going every day for cleaning. And then at one point you could see the original kund decorated, dug out by Radharani, called Kangan. Kangan kund. And that was just, there's no steps. It's just mud walls. It's just four walls of mud. And it's about, you know, because it was when they dug out Radhakund, in the middle of Radhakund there's like a crater, like a moon crater. A bomb blows off, there's a big hole in the ground. You know, like they set a bomb in some car and it blows off, it goes everywhere plus down. Usually there's a big hole in the ground where the bomb goes off. So it looked like some bomb went off. So it was about 30 feet by 30, 25 by 25. It's right off Jana Baitak, Radhakund, right off of that, straight in the middle. So that means that Radhakund was very small and very simple.
That is facing the Sangam place, and this Baba Haridas, his temple is there. So that is in alignment with that.
Haridas?
Haridas, they have that.
Oh, Swami Haridas.
Swami Haridas.
Yeah, it's not. I don't know if it's exactly the opposite of that.
Because in your book also, your 2009, I remember, bro, that the cleaning and all that you have mentioned and emphasized. That whole cleaning took
place. Yeah, it's about in the middle of Radhakund. I don't know if it lines up with that temple or not, but. It's roughly exactly in the mathematical middle of Radhakund. And that temple may be a little bit south of the middle. I think the temple is slightly south. In other words, you have the whole length of Radhakund, north to south. And I don't think that temple is right in the middle. I don't think so. Could be, I'm not sure. I may be mistaken. But somehow I don't get the impression that it's right in the middle. And maybe. Radhakund ki jai. Shavakunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Kalindi Jamuna Jaya Jaya Mahavan Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Vrindavan Sri Govinda Gopinatha Madanamohan.